Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Jazz of Physics by Stefan Alexander is a genre-blending exploration of how musical thinking can illuminate modern physics, especially the quest to understand space, time, and matter at the deepest level. Alexander, a theoretical physicist and an accomplished jazz saxophonist, uses jazz as both metaphor and method improvisation becomes a way to talk about creativity and science, while rhythm and harmony become lenses for grasping patterns in nature. The book moves between personal narrative, cultural history, and big scientific ideas such as relativity, quantum mechanics, and approaches to quantum gravity, including string theory. Along the way, it highlights overlooked connections between Black musical innovation and scientific imagination, showing how aesthetics, curiosity, and disciplined practice can shape breakthroughs. Written for general readers, it aims to make abstract concepts feel tangible without stripping them of wonder. And it argues that listening deeply to music can sharpen how we think about the universe itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, improvisation as a model for scientific discovery. A central theme is that improvisation is not the opposite of rigor, but a disciplined form of exploration. And that the same is true for theoretical physics. Jazz musicians learn structures, scales, and traditions so thoroughly that they can move freely within them, responding in real time to other players and to the evolving feel of a performance. Alexander maps this to how physicists work at the edge of the known they master, established mathematics and experimental results, then take creative leaps to propose new frameworks. In this view, discovery emerges from the tension between constraint and freedom. The book emphasizes the role of intuition, pattern recognition, and the willingness to test daring ideas without guaranteeing success. It also frames collaboration as essential, much like a bandstand where each player's choices reshape the whole. By treating creativity as a trainable skill rather than a mystical gift, the narrative encourages readers to see scientific progress as a human craft. The payoff is a more realistic picture of how big theories are born, revised, and sometimes discarded, and why the mindset of an improviser can help explain both the beauty and the uncertainty in frontier physics. Secondly, from sound and vibration to mathematical patterns, the book uses the physical reality of sound to build intuition for abstract scientific ideas. Musical tone depends on vibration, resonance, and the combination of frequencies into harmonics, and these features provide a concrete entry point to thinking about waves and modes, which appear throughout physics. Alexander explores how complex musical textures can arise from simple underlying rules, and he parallels this with how nature often generates rich behavior from compact principles expressed mathematically. Readers are guided to consider how symmetry, resonance, and periodicity help scientists describe systems ranging from strings on instruments to fields in space. This line of thinking naturally supports discussions of why physicists care about elegant equations and recurring structures, not as aesthetic decoration but as evidence that a model is capturing something fundamental. The topic also highlights how listening skills can resemble analytic skills, hearing subtle differences in pitch or timing mirrors the sensitivity required to notice small anomalies in data or the consequences of a theoretical assumption. The result is a bridge between everyday experience of sound and the more rarefied language of modern theoretical physics. Thirdly, relativity, time, and the groove of the universe. Alexander connects the musical experience of time to physics concepts of time and space-time. And in jazz, groove is not merely keeping tempo, it is the living interplay of pulse, swing, anticipation, and microtiming that makes a performance feel alive. The book uses this to prompt readers to rethink time as something with structure rather than a simple, uniform backdrop. This becomes a stepping stone into relativity, where measurements of time and simultaneity depend on motion and gravity, challenging everyday assumptions. By relating these ideas to musical feel, the narrative helps readers appreciate why physicists talk about time dilation, the linkage of space and time, and the way gravity can be interpreted geometrically. The discussion also underscores that different frames of reference can still produce coherent descriptions of the same physical reality. Much as different musicians can phrase the same tune differently while staying connected, the broader point is that our intuitions about time are shaped by human scale and habit, and that alternative intuitions can be cultivated, especially through art forms that demand refined temporal awareness. Fourthly, quantum ideas and the search for a deeper theory. The book surveys major puzzles at the boundary of quantum mechanics and gravity, the region where existing theories appear incomplete. Alexander uses the language of harmony, tension, and resolution to help readers grasp why unifying frameworks are sought and why they are difficult to achieve. Quantum mechanics describes the small with probabilistic rules and quantized behavior, while general relativity describes gravity and cosmic structure with smooth geometry. Reconciling these pictures is one of the defining challenges of contemporary physics, and Alexander introduces approaches that have shaped that search, including string theory and related ideas. Rather than presenting these topics as settled, the narrative focuses on what motivates them, the need for consistency, the desire to explain black holes and the early universe, and the recurring appearance of mathematical patterns that resemble the vibrational logic of musical strings. The reader comes away with a sense of physics as an evolving conversation, where beauty, internal coherence, and empirical constraints all matter. The emphasis remains on accessible intuition and the human drive to find a theory that can play in tune across scales. Lastly, culture, identity, and who gets to imagine the cosmos beyond science. Alexander places strong attention on the cultural context that shape who participates in knowledge-making and how ideas are valued. Jazz, born from Black American creativity under pressure and constraint, becomes a symbol of intellectual innovation that has often been celebrated artistically while being separated from narratives of scientific genius. By weaving memoir with history, the book examines barriers faced by underrepresented people in physics and the importance of role models, mentorship, and institutional change. It also argues that diverse perspectives can expand the range of metaphors, questions, and problem-solving approaches available to a field. This topic is not presented as a side note, but as part of the same argument about creativity and structure communities cultivate disciplines, and disciplines flourish when they welcome more talent. The reader is invited to consider how social forces influence what counts as legitimate knowledge, and how collaboration across artistic and scientific worlds can create new pathways into complex subjects. The effect is to broaden the idea of what a physicist can be, and to show that curiosity about the universe is enriched when more voices are empowered to contribute. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers who enjoy big ideas, especially those who like science writing that does not stay confined to equations. It will also resonate with musicians, educators, and students who want a fresh way to approach physics through lived experience, creativity, and cultural history. The practical benefit is not a set of formulas to memorize, but a change in mindset. Readers learn how pattern, disciplined play, and deep listening can sharpen intuition, strengthen problem solving, and make intimidating concepts feel approachable. By tying relativity, quantum theory, and the search for deeper laws to musical thinking, the book can help readers become more comfortable with uncertainty and complexity, skills that translate to work, study, and creative pursuits. Compared to many popular physics books, it stands out for its hybrid voice, part memoir, part cultural critique, part scientific tour. That combination offers more than a simplified lesson plan, giving readers emotional stakes and a broader context for why the questions matter. It is worth buying if you want physics explained with originality, humanity, and a rhythm that keeps the ideas moving. If you would like to support Stefan Alexander, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.